We heard a lot of rescue stories for as far as pets and wildlife are concerned through the fires. Two-legged, four-legged, slithering, all flying, all kinds of rescues going on. So we went right to the source. Doris Duncan is the executive director of Sonoma County Wildlife Rescue. Doris, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having us on your show this morning.
I'm thrilled to have you. Wildlife Rescue, I would think, would have several very busy days out of the year, as it is. I can't imagine what it was like for you, really, from the onset of the fires.
Well, it was pretty terrifying. I first started getting calls around 1:30 in the morning as we have our emergency cell phone. And it was actually Safari West wanting us to help evacuate their animals. So I quickly got up out of bed wondering what was going on. And within 5 minutes, they called us back and said, never mind, they're forcing us to evacuate. We have to leave all the animals. And I said, what's going on? And they said, there's a huge fire. And I started getting more calls from volunteers who were worried about us.
Yeah, I'll bet.
So by then it was around 4:30 and not even light out. And I headed over to the Wildlife Center, which is in Petaluma here. And when I arrived, I could just feel my heart pounding and I could barely breathe. I started realizing the enormity of the situation because in the east, right across from our wildlife center, you could see the silhouette of all those mountains.
Yes.
And I counted 9 fires, some stretching way up into the sky, even from here. And I just started thinking, what am I going to do? How are we going to evacuate these animals? And we have an emergency plan, but we had other wildlife centers calling us needing help. So nobody could, you know, predict everybody needing help at the same time.
Nope, that was the overall thing about these fires,
right?
Is nobody could have predicted the wide scale effect. So what
right.
did you do?
Well, I started looking at all the patients we had on site and all of the animals that are here permanently, and we put everybody up on a dry erase board with their number. And as the staff started arriving, some came earlier knowing what was going on. We immediately put kennels and big gloves and nets next to every area that we might have to evacuate, and we just basically sat and watched the fires getting closer and closer. Unfortunately, they never jumped the 101 because we're on the west side of 101 right here in Petaluma.
Yes.
So nothing happened, but our phone started ringing for help. We took in a lot of livestock and people's pets and even human beings that needed a place. And so within the first day, our place filled up rather quickly.
I was going to say, I'm not sure the size of your facility in Petaluma, but you probably obviously weren't expecting that many guests.
No, we are on 15 acres and we use about 70% of those 15 acres. So that's quite a lot of space right there.
And we thought a lot about wildlife, of course, particularly in the eastern part of the county, because of those wildfires raging across entire mountain ranges. And so I'm curious to find out from you, what was the effect from those fires up in the hills, you know, where there weren't a lot of houses, but there was a lot of wildlife?
Well, wildlife have the survival skills of an Olympian, you know, an athlete training for the Olympics, where they are very acute to any new sounds or smells, especially smells. And when they start to smell something unusual, they just have a built-in instinct to recognize that smell and evacuate themselves.
Run.
So that was a real blessing because animals, wildlife, are not held in enclosures like horses and livestock. And so when they started to sense that something was wrong, they fled. And I'm actually had a few calls this week about people who are worried about the deer and, you know, that the deer might not have enough food. But,
yeah,
you know, fortunately, if you look around you on the hills, there's a lot of green that you see. And
yeah,
we
thank
are working
goodness
with
for
the,
that.
Yeah, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife Center is all over that. They're really paying close attention to what the status is for wildlife right now.
Well, a lot of the recovery or the rescuing and recovery had to do with people who could not get back into, you know, their houses or their farms or their ranches and started making calls to people saying, is there any way you can get to my animals and feed them or make sure they
right.
have water? I know there was a lot of that going on.
Right. We have a small little herd of sheep here right now that we've had for almost 2 months, and they're on part of the acreage that is for our predator exclusion education program that we call PEEP. It's a big barnyard where we teach children how to take care of animals, and the main goal of that is to teach people wildlife-friendly techniques to protect their livestock from wildlife predation. So we were able to house some of the animals, and we actually need help moving them. We have a new location for them that's going to be more permanent. We're moving them from Petaluma to Cotati. So if anybody out there has a trailer and knows how to wrangle sheep, we have 13 little sweethearts that need a new,
you need
more
a shepherd
home.
Or two.
Yeah, we need a shepherd.
Yeah. You need a border collie or two.
Yeah, but today there's something else that is an ongoing situation that not everybody sees or hears about. We're right across from the landfill. For the last 3 weeks, there's been miles long garbage trucks
of
and
course.
Trucking companies that are taking all the waste and the burned debris out
yes.
of, I think, mostly the Coffee Park area. And it's just shocking to see this long, long, long line of semi-trucks going up the hill to the landfill.
So seems never ending, doesn't it?
Right. And nobody can imagine that we're going to be working for the next 3 years. And, you know, with that being said, we have some issues that are really starting to be of concern to us. We have three community service-based programs that help support our wildlife rescue. We have our wildlife exclusion service. That's where we go under people's houses and up in their attics to do natural evictions for nuisance wildlife. That brings in a considerable amount of funding.
Right.
So we're seeing a sharp decline on that because people lost their home.
Sure.
So obviously the raccoon lost his home. Same thing with our barn owl maintenance program. We install barn owl boxes and in the vineyards and for private residences. So we've had some issues with that. And so we have ongoing.
So you need money, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You need
yes.
donations to
we
be
do.
Able to yes. continue those programs and continue taking care of the animals that you do have there.
Right. And then another thing that we really need right now is a new laundry area. We need somebody to come build a deck for all of the nice volunteers that work really hard hanging the laundry out to dry. We go through about 10 loads a day, and the poor volunteers have to drag the heavy containers across the dirt and things like that. I was planning on building that for them, but with the short of funds right now, it's just kind of a lower priority.
Right.
If anybody out there has some skills and they want to build us a deck, please call me, 707-486-0226, and we'll put you to work, and you'll really make some volunteers and the animals so happy.
Okay, 486-0226, and the website
yes.
is, Doris?
www.scwildliferescue.org.
Very good. We're going to keep putting the word out, and
okay.
hopefully we'll remind people of the things that you do need, Doris. Thanks for your work with regard
Bless
to the recovery.
Thank you for having us on your show today.
Good. Let's keep in contact and see, make sure everybody's doing okay over there.
All right.
All right.
Thank
that's
you.
Doris Duncan, the executive director of Sonoma County Wildlife Rescue.